ESPN today put together an interesting article on Trey Hendrickson. I get asked the actual football question I get asked the most. We do that mailbag on all ears, like I said. Every week I get a question about pass rusher. And a lot of people are more focused on, are they going to add a free agent? There are free agent Clowney's still out there. I mean, there are dudes that are still out there. Generally, the guys that are still out there are going to be over 30, you know, that have not been super productive. Doesn't mean they can't produce. Von Miller has been super productive. I don't think Von Miller wants to sign until
after the training
until after training camp. I think Von Miller, if he signs, is going to sign like August 28th, wherever that is. Za'Darius Smith. Judon hasn't signed anywhere yet, right?
Not that I know of.
I'd be kind of interested in Judon above a lot of these other folks. But Hendrickson remains the most intriguing storyline. ESPN put this big story out with information from, I think the guy's name is Ben Baby, that covers the Bengals, and then Jeremy Fowler, who is kind of like a, you know, a step or two down from Schefter, but still very much wired in around there. The league.
Yeah.
So I wanted to read from Fowler kind of where this goes next. And this is interesting. So what is the buzz around the league regarding Trey Hendrickson? Especially knowing that four pass rushers this past season signed for $34 million or more. Myles Garrett, Danielle Hunter, Max Crosby, and Nick Bosa. Hendrickson, I'm reading now from ESPN.com. Hendrickson not only wants proper market value, but he wants long-term security, which means a 1 or 2 year deal probably won't suffice. Some around the league believe Cincinnati will figure out a way to keep him. I can't see how they let a great player go for a draft pick, given the pressure to win now, one NFC executive said. Trade talks have cooled with the belief that Cincinnati either didn't get an offer, including a first-round pick, or it rebuffed engaging trade offers in March, which is consistent with what I've heard, that, you know, to get a trade done, you got to have somebody willing to trade, and it just, there wasn't a willingness. It feels like this is contract extension or bust, at least right now. I'm quoting now. I still think they can come to a compromise, getting him above that $30 million threshold while covering themselves, another NFC executive said. The age is something that must be a factor for them. If no deal occurs, I've spoken to several people who believe Hendrickson very might well follow through on his promise to miss games or even the season. He's extremely dug in, a source said. That's per Jeremy Fowler. Where do you land on this Hendrickson stuff? You were in the league a long time. You know that money could change opinions in a hurry, but we also know
we just saw it happen with a man in Cleveland.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Hell, we saw it in Cincy with Chase and Hicks.
The thing of it is, like, listen, man, Cincinnati has a history of not paying people. Players know that. But a lot of players know it, but they don't understand it until they get into that situation. Trey Hendrickson right now is in a position where guys of his caliber don't end up. And sometimes you got to show them, okay, I'm not joking about this. They can say, oh, we'll just not, we'll find you, we'll do whatever. But you know what? You still can't build a team. He's going to still build your books. So it gets to the point where are you going to keep doing that, you know, and yes, it's a lot of pressure on the people, the front office and the coach to win. And if they see, now, this is the thing, ownership has the history of not paying.
Yeah.
So do they use somebody else as a scapegoat?
Now, to localize this, there is plenty of thought the Commanders should go after Hendrickson. That's not just.
I felt they should.
That's not just fans. That's people that are informed and recognize kind of the hole on the edges for Washington and what Hendrickson could bring. I think people also recognize Terry McLaurin needs a new deal. I think McLaurin's deal would. I think DK Metcalf's contract he signed in Pittsburgh would make that pretty there's an easy framework for where Terry's deal has to land.
Yeah.
Now, keeping in mind a McLaurin deal or a Hendrickson deal, both would be extensions. So the new money is kicking in next year in 26. So it really just allows some fungibility with how these numbers would work within the salary cap. Because you're talking about money for next year and beyond. And if you load up the bonus money, you could spread that out over the length of the contract, et cetera, et cetera. If you had to pick, get Terry done, keep him here, make him a lifer, trade for Hendrickson, or do both. And I think it's easy on the surface to be like, do both, be awesome. But you're then talking about probably committing $70 million a year to two dudes, knowing we're only two seasons away from a Jaden contract extension.
Now, I understand that.
And the Jaden contract extension doesn't hit till two more years after that.
Yeah.
Would you be in on get both done?
Hell yeah. I mean, if you have a owner who's willing to spend it, because what you got to do is the guarantee you got to put it up. If they got that money to put it up, I'll definitely be willing to do both.
Landini, get the Terry deal done, trade and get a Hendrickson deal done, or do both, knowing you're committing a lot of money to two dudes that will certainly be in their 30s when those deals come to fruition.
Mostly they have to get the Terry deal done. That's number one. And, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to the Hendrickson deal, but have to get the Terry deal done. That's the most important thing.
Would you want them to try to chase both?
Sure.
Knowing that commits a bunch of cash to two dudes.
I don't care about the bunch of cash, Jay. That's what the NFL is about, paying people a bunch of cash.
Salary cap goes up every year by like $15 million.
Probably got to pay Tunsil soon, too. Just add that.
We'll figure it out. You see the Eagles figure it out.
I'm guessing I know where my man Jeffrey's going to land on this.
Of course.
Sign the whole league.
Of course. Of course we keep in touch. And yo, I'm with B and Landini. The salary cap increase. Yo, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Let's get them on. I wouldn't be mad at it. But on the other hand, if they say, well, we're going to just handle Terry's contract extension and work with what we got going on here, I wouldn't be mad at that either.
And if we're really going to get into the weeds on this, if you're looking ahead the next year, there's no more guaranteed money on Daron Payne's deal, no more guaranteed money on Marshon Lattimore's deal. You probably do have to re-sign Luvu, assuming he's a long part of the future. But you're still in that window, man, because even keep in mind, Jaden Daniels' contract extension, today is May 29th, 2025. The earliest they can get that done is the 2027 season, like the 27-28 season. You got to play three full years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an extension. So the huge, massive money
doesn't come till a few years later.
Doesn't hit the books until 29.
Yeah.
So I think you could make an honest run at this. I very much believe... I'll let people chime in if they
want.
Let's
just be real about it, though. Some teams seem to have the wherewithal to figure it out. Some teams don't. I like to believe this team can figure this out if they want to get it done. Before, I wouldn't dare say that they could have done it with the other ownership. Now I believe they can get it done. The other ownership had no money to be put away for guarantees and all. That's why they couldn't sign no damn body. This one here, it's a lot of money in that group that owns this squad. Lots of money.
I don't
know. And they got a lot of liquid free money, too.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There's three lanes. You get the Terry deal done. The other part of Hendrickson is you got to give something up. Like, are you willing to do whatever that is? Do you want Terry, Hendrickson, or both, knowing that really starts to chunk up a lot of your salary cap for the future? We haven't done this, but I think there are some people that have concern paying McLaurin market value. I am not one of them. I think that's kind of nuts. Market value is market value. Terry,
what did he do last year?
Terry's the top of the market.
What did he do the previous years with mediocre-ass quarterbacks? Then when he got a legitimate quarterback, what did he do?
Terry's worst season was 919 yards.
He's a top
yards.
Of the market receiver.
This is rookie
Why year. The hell shouldn't he get exactly. paid top of the market?
In the last five seasons, he's gone for at least 1,000 yards. A lot of those with really subpar quarterback play. Last year, he had 1,096 yards and 13 touchdowns. Led the league on go routes. I think those that are concerned with paying Terry what the market bears, I think there's just weirdly, I wish I had a better word for this, like,
Haters.
I think there are people that are just so focused on being like football hipsters and knowing more than others that they're like, oh man, if you look at his PFF numbers weeks 8 through 11 against left-handed cornerbacks, it just, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't track to me why you would have any concern about a dude like McLaurin. Yeah. I think
a guy that produces and doesn't cause problems.
Not only does it cause problems, but is a straight-up leader. That's where
people confuse me at. When people do their job the way your job is supposed to be done, there's always somebody want to hate on that. You have to be an ass for people to think that we got to go and fight for you all the time.
Taking your calls. Hendrickson, it seems like he remains an option. Do you want them to chase Hendrickson? Do you want them to get Terry done first? You want him to try to do it all. Our guy Drew's on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, I think this is a great discussion, and I think people need to get used to it. When we have good players and we have good players that want to come here, then we're going to have good contracts. And, you know, if I look at Philly, they're not afraid of any of this stuff. But I agree, Lanfield got it right. You got to get Terry and Jeff. You got to get Terry done first. Then you get Hendrickson, and then you keep building. I mean, we got to put some more trophies in the trophy case, and now's the time. So go for it all. And let's keep going.
All right, man.
I like that, Drew. Thanks, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
Sure. Take care, guys.
I don't know that going for both of these dudes is really that realistic. I also kind of maintain, I think the Bengals are kind of full of it. I think they're going to get to the finish line. I think they're going to get to the finish line. Like, I think they're going to try to force Hendrickson's hand and see if he'll actually sit out. We're taking your calls, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Do you think Commander's top priority needs to be getting Terry McLaurin's deal done? Does it need to be potentially chasing Trey Hendrickson, which implies they haven't tried, and since he is not has been a real partner in this, you think they should try to get both done? We talk about being a real contender to knock off Philly. Is this the kind of stuff that real contenders to knock off Philly do? Go get everybody you can. You know what I mean?
Yep. They got a loaded staff, a loaded roster. You got to have one too.
Now, Philly did draft a lot of their guys, but they traded for guys. They traded for A.J. Brown. Yep. Zach Bond was a free agent. Yep. Like, sometimes you got to
make it happen.
Let's go to Kenny in Lorton. Kenny, what do you think should be the top priority, dude?
Hey, fellas, definitely get Terry locked in. He's put in his time and service, and he deserves to be compensated. But at the same time, I think Adam Peters and the staff might have enough to work something out with Hendrickson, as well as the scuttlebutt I've been hearing about Jalen Ramsey. I wanted to know if you guys have been hearing about that.
So the Jalen Ramsey stuff I've heard seems to be driven from, like, social media rather than, like, people wired in with the league. The one thing I think specific to Jalen Ramsey is – there's this conversation, oh, we're going to move him over to safety. Corners get paid like 4X than safeties. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jalen Ramsey's interested in going to safety.
Not right now.
He's not that late in his career. I think Ramsey's going back to L.A. And I think he'll get released, you know, over the weekend by Miami, and I think he'll be back with the Rams. I don't know, but for a long time, there was the conversation, anytime some big name got released, it was like, oh, well, Washington should get him.
Yep.
Now, not all of them are going to be fits, but I think if you're a contender, you want to be in the conversation for all of it.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Bob is in Alexandria. Bob, what should the priorities be? Terry chasing somebody like Hendrickson? Where do you want him to go?
They should sign a pass rusher, like, if they could. But, you know, realistically, you might have to go with somebody that's a free agent currently. Hendrickson would be nice, but, you know, I don't really understand how that saga is going to end. I feel like that could even bleed into the season. And, you know, then maybe circumstances are different. But it doesn't seem realistic. Obviously, I think McLaurin is going to be the priority. It's just, you know, it's a story because he's not there. But this is probably going to get done in August or something. So, you know, I'm not worried. I feel like they got to get a pass rusher, but Hendrickson might not be realistic right now.
All right.
Hendrickson might not be realistic right now. I think that's fair because I think since he wants to see if he'll actually dig his feet in, I think he will, though. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate you, man.
You should.
I think he will. We're going to keep these phone lines going. Jeff, what did you want to add in here, man?
Well, most of the people were saying that they didn't want to give Terry the market value because of his age. But Smoot said something last season that really stuck with me. He said, we don't care about Terry's age. He hasn't lost a step. And one thing that Terry has is breakaway speed. Mm-hmm. You have yet to, once he get out there and get on you, you're not catching him. The only way he's getting caught is if he's tracking the ball down. That's it. So I would give him the money.
I mean, the stats are the stats. He led the NFL on go routes.
The man's
in,
good,
in yards
bro.
Per catch. We're going to keep the it's phone
amazing
lines open.
When someone is that good and his own fans don't give him complete respect.
Keeping the phone lines open, 800-636-1067. McLaurin, Hendrickson, Ramsey. You want the Commanders to go all-in mode. You want them to take their time, build this thing. Talking to you, nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.